We didn't play well. I didn't think we had a great first half, but second half was even at a lesser standard. You know, to be fair to Coghill, they looked like the League of Ireland team in the last 15 minutes of that game, and they're probably wondering there how they didn't get a result. But we've got over by a lot of luck, and you know, we'll move on to the next round of it, and probably no more than that, Dermot, really.
Yeah. What do you put it down to then, Ollie?
A number of things. To be fair to a lot of the lads, they hadn't got a huge amount of game time. There was a lot of changes. I think there was only maybe three that started in Sligo. There was eight, if you like, faces in that hadn't started in Sligo. And to give them a little bit of an excuse, it was probably difficult. Some of them haven't had match time since pre-season. And, you know, we threw them in against a very, very fit, organised and talented Coghill side. The bud part was, I thought possibly as the game progressed, that they would maybe fit into it that little bit better and their timing would be better. But look, they just have to come back and get back training and try and get themselves, you know, in good shape for the next time that they get a chance out there.
Yeah. Among the changes that you made tonight then, Michael Rafter came in for his debut and Ryan McConnell as well. Rafter played the first half.
Yeah, Michael hasn't. Michael's coming back from like a very serious ankle injury. He's had a history of operations on his ankle, and basically that's his first competitive run out in probably 2.5 years. He played pre-season with Cork, actually. He scored twice against us 2.5 years ago, or whatever the length of time it was when we played them. And basically he suffered an injury in pre-season with Cork, and that's him getting back. And look, he's a long way to go. And please God, with a little bit of luck and he says injury free, he'll play a part further on the line.
Well, he showed tonight, Ollie, that he has a bit of class about him.
Michael Rafter, there's no problem about his ability. You know, that's not in question. It's problem is with his fitness and to stay injury free. And that was a positive. We got a half out of him and he came through it without any knocks. He's a good lad, good attitude, great to have around. And I just hope that he can stay injury free, get himself that little bit sharper, and he might play a pair further on the lane.
Yeah. So how are you fixed then for Saturday night? Another big game against Longford Town here?
Yeah, you know, the positives of tonight, there weren't that many. Yeah, we got through it, and the fact we have a few knocks and bruises, but it looks like we've nothing too serious, which is a positive in the way things were going in the first couple of weeks. So while we've only a number of days to recover to Saturday night, at least, you know, while there are lads in there struggling a little bit, there's no serious injury in it, which is a positive.
Okay, and finally, Ollie, I haven't been speaking to you since the decision was made to let the result stand in Sligo, the 1-1 draw. I'm sure you're pretty happy with that.
Yeah, well, I think probably common sense prevailed. You know, you're talking about 3 minutes left in a game, and look, it wasn't my decision to make it a draw. Obviously, the head of the league called that decision, and look, either way, we'd have to have gone with their decision one way or other. So they decided to give it a point each, which is probably common sense in my eyes, rather than running the risk of people getting injured in whatever it was, 16 floodlights or the 38.